Finalists for this year's Top End Racing Awards have been announced, and there's some pretty exciting and unexpected contenders this year. To tell us more, Chief Executive Andrew O'Toole from Top End Racing Northern Territory joins us on the line. G'day, Andrew.
Morning, Andrew.
Morning, Greg. Morning, Ellie.
So this is pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's always a great night, the Horse of the Year Awards, Ellie, and it comes up this year in 2 weeks tomorrow, the 9th of October, with a dinner at the Turf Club, of course. Tickets on sale through the Darwin Turf Club website, and it's one of the highlight nights when we bring our participants together to celebrate their efforts during the year.
Well, yeah. It's certainly been a challenging year, though, hasn't it, really, when we weren't even sure whether we could move ahead with the season?
Absolutely, and that's credit to the participants, our owners, our trainers, our jockeys, our stable hands. They've done a marvellous job. There was a lot of uncertainty, as you mentioned, going back to March, April, May now, when we ran the Alice Springs Carnival with no people, and unfortunately we were able to run a Darwin Carnival, albeit an abridged version, but this night celebrates the efforts of those people that put the show on week after week.
Yeah, there was a time there where no sort of interstate horses could come to the Top End, so it's a lot of local talent.
Yeah, it is, Greg, and obviously the Top End Racing Awards celebrates the best of the Top End. There's certain criteria in place. You have to have so many runs here in Darwin and win a race and obviously be trained by a Darwin trainer or owned 50% by Top End owners. So the criteria is set and the finalists are in, and should be a great night. Mm.
So who are some of the contenders to look out for?
Well, in the three-year-old category, it's a Gary Clark benefit, this one, Ellie. The three finalists are all trained by Gary, and of course Gary's been our leading trainer for the last 8 years. He's a fixture here. He's a Hall of Famer here in Darwin, and he's got Kalmar, Autocratic and Escondido as the finalists in the three-year-old category, so we know it's going to be one of those.
Yeah, he's working on his speech already. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, a man of few words, as we know, but Gary will certainly take out the three-year-old of the year award. The sprinter of the year, that's up to 1,300 metres. That brings together four of the very, very best sprinters we have in the Top End, and Smuggling, trained by Phil Cole, Eastwood from Tayan Holter's stable, the captain, won it last year, trained by Gary Clark, and So Stoic from Chris Pollard's barn. Mm. So that's a very competitive category, that one, the sprinter of the year.
And the jockeys are also recognised as well.
Yes, they are. The leading trainer and leading jockeys prizes will be given out. As I've mentioned, Gary wins his eighth trainer's premiership this year, and for the first time, Jared Todd, who rides predominantly for the Clark stable, he'll take out his first jockey's premiership. Those two gentlemen were also the leading trainer and rider, respectively, at the carnival. And we've got a number of other awards, of course, the Middle Distance and Stayer of the Year award, the Out of Carnival Performer, that's always a really hard-fought one, that one. Of course, we've got the Strapper of the Year, sponsored by the Burnborough Club, the Character of Racing, and the Women in Thoroughbred Racing Awards are always popular. Mm. The leading jockey and trainer from both Alice Springs and Darwin, those awards are presented on that night. And, of course, the big one, the CUB Horse of the Year, which brings together the winners of the categories, the equine categories, and those horses are then the finalists in the Horse of the Year.
Great. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great night recognising our local industry. Andrew O'Toole, thank you so much. Friday the 9th of October in the Darwin Turf Club's new public stand. That's when those awards will be handed out.